up and welcome, everybody. I almost missed the thing on my keyboard there.
Jeez.
I am one of your hosts, Nathan Choquette, joined by Sonic's number one fan, Michael Ponerero.
It's been a good week for video games, man.
Mm-hmm. And this is the Bros and Consoles podcast, in case you guys didn't know. But if you did know, welcome back. And happy to have everybody here. It's been a crazy week for video games,
Yes.
I was like, I thought you had something else to add.
No, I was going
to
say it's going to be it's an amazing week, but I was like, has it been an amazing week? Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot of Switch time and Vita time in. So I got a lot of that stuff going on for this past few days. And then I saw you playing some Monster Hunter Rise when
killing
I got here.
Some monsters, so. Actually capturing some monsters.
Oh, interesting.
I always forget about that. Uh-huh. You get more stuff when you do that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that, but that does make sense. Now, there was one, man, it was a while ago. There was an article I read that was talking about things that they missed from World compared to Rise. Do you know in World there was an area where if you catch monsters,
oh yeah, you can
it, like displays it.
Oh, it displays it. I didn't know that.
So in the hub world apparently. So it's like, let's see, people who have played Monster Hunter World, you know, at the very bottom level, like the base level of the hub world kind of thing, there's the area where you can, you know, get those like those extra missions, like side missions kind of thing that you can take with you, like research quests type of things. So there's that stuff. He's also like the dude who likes the who like studies all the monsters. So if you report to him after you've done a certain amount of tracking and experience gaining for certain monsters, then he'll like level things up for you.
Right.
It's like directly to the left of him. There's and I saw it. I think at one point there's now a not now there there is apparently a small little like area that if you capture a monster on like, you know, the quest or expedition that you were on previously, when you get back to the hub world, the monster is still like there and it's just like sleeping kind of thing.
Oh,
because obviously, you know, when you capture him, you gotta like sedate him and
whatnot, trank him.
And so yeah, so it's like if you capture him, then you get to see that monster just like sleeping there on this like giant like pallet almost, basically.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and the guy who was writing the story, I forget who it was now at this point because it was a while ago. He mentioned that it was like one of the things that really made him enjoy like World, because, you know, like obviously you're going out fighting these monsters, but generally, right, if you don't attack them first, they don't always attack you, kind of thing. So it's like, you know, if you're thinking about how like the hunters are doing like in this world and stuff, they're always just going out and wrecking these monsters in their natural environments and then bringing them back for, you know, bones and scales and all these
armor
things,
armor and swords and weapons.
Yeah, so you can make stuff out of them, right? And he said, yeah, when you go and like capture a monster and you get to see it like sleeping in like your like town kind of thing, it's like a weird like grim kind of reminder of like, oh yeah, like this thing is going to be turned into like stuff.
It won't be soon for long.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh, crazy, man. I didn't think about that. But yeah, I think he said that he missed that from World, cuz I think it sounds like, you know, Rise didn't have something similar.
Yeah, I don't think it has it. At least not, I say at least not. Yeah, I don't know if they're going to add it. I know they're adding stuff, but maybe I don't know if that'll be one of the things, but
Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was a cool, interesting
thing. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you played other things besides Rise lately?
I have, since I'm on the Switch. Have you heard of Muse Dash?
I have, yeah.
Now, I don't know why it always like left my memory every time I played it and then we recorded. Mm-hmm. I never talked about it, but I put like 30, 40 hours into this game.
Oh, wow.
There's so many songs. They have like collabs with like the Hololive VTubers and stuff too, so that could be another like,
okay.
I like this. But I would say it's probably my favorite rhythm game that I played.
Oh, dang.
You can like have different characters and they have like different abilities and the songs are great. There's obviously difficulty settings. You can unlock artwork. You can unlock all this other bunch of stuff, but I think it's like might be $30 now actually.
Oh, okay. That's not true.
But it totally worth it. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have it on. I think it might just be a Switch exclusive and on PC.
Yeah, I was gonna say so I can see the little like icon on the screen and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's a game that like icon wise reminds me of this thing, but I don't think it's the same
game.
No,
it's not.
It sounds like Muzak or something like that, right? Yeah, and that one I was just like, man, it's a rhythm game, but it's a lot of just like if you can just mash buttons super hard,
yes,
you can kind of get through like songs on crazy difficulties and stuff. But
cool. Check out videos of it; it's really good.
Okay.
That was about it for the Switch and just more Monster Hunter. Mm-hmm. But for the PS4, I decided to jump into Yakuza 5 again.
Oh, okay.
Because that's
okay.
The one I have yet to beat.
Wait, I thought so you beat every one of them except for 5?
Yes, 5 I started.
Or Like a Dragon, I should say.
Yeah, I beat Like a Dragon. That was
okay.
Beat that one a while ago. 5 is the last one I need. I stopped like at chapter 2 and put it down.
Oh, okay.
Chapter 2 was like 12 hours, so.
Oh my gosh,
jeez. Because it's weird, you play as a different character as you do in 4 also.
Oh, okay.
Multiple different characters. But you escape out of jail, and then you go into the mountains, and then you have to hunt, and then you have to fight a bear multiple times. It's very...
the same bear?
Different bears? There's a big mama bear, they call it.
Okay.
A massive bear that likes wrecking havoc. But there's like minor, like smaller bears you can attack.
Okay.
But that took like 4 to 5 hours alone. I'm like, man, this is a slog, this part. But then I beat it, and then did sort of more of his stuff. I was in Sapporo and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hokkaido. And then chapter 3 starts with you're as Haruka, Kiryu's adoptive daughter.
Okay.
But she's becoming an idol, so you do idol stuff. You do, it's like a rhythm dance and music and stuff. Really, really cool. And I think I just finished her part 1 chapter, so I'm back into another character, back in Kamurocho, back to fighting and stuff. But it's really good. I think I'm about halfway through it.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I'm hoping I can beat it by next weekend, maybe, mm-hmm. if I just, like, push through.
Yeah, yeah.
And that means then I would be done with all the Yakuza games that have come through the West.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's pretty much... Are there any other Yakuza games besides
there those? Is. There's a one that takes place in... what's the word? Edo period Japan, kind of during the samurai. It's almost the same characters, but it's like a samurai kind of setting game.
Okay. So it's like a spin-off. It's not.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's not like a.
Okay, it's not real lore kind of thing.
No. And then there's a like a Yakuza of the Dead kind of thing.
Oh yeah, that came to what PS3 I think also, but
yeah,
I don't think I heard great things about.
Those are the two I don't think will ever come to the West.
Oh, okay, well no, Yakuza of the Dead I think is in the West.
Oh, is it in the West?
Yeah,
oh,
it's on PS3. It's something that was like
anyway.
What's called bargain bin.
Type yeah, of stuff yeah, yeah. Point, but that'll be cool to beat. And then the last one I jumped. Oh, you know I mentioned a while ago the one game I regretted not playing. For a while was Xenoblade Chronicles 2, because I started it up and I like, this game sucks, why did I buy this? And I jumped into it again. I'm like, oh my god, this game's amazing.
Yeah, it's like the combat thing was what was like threw me off. Yeah.
So I was looking through all my games I have. I'm like, huh, what do I have? I'm like, oh, you know, Kuni 2. Why did I stop playing this?
Yeah.
I booted it up. I'm like, oh my god, why did I stop playing this?
Well, I feel like I remember that you stopped because you're like, you wanted more of the monster catching type of like feel of the first Ni No Kuni, and then you're like, yeah, I'm just not digging the whole like, because it's I think it, from what I remember, it's more like Tales like, where it's like you play as the characters.
Yes,
you don't
yes.
summon your creatures and stuff
you
anymore.
You don't have like a monster like Pokemon esque thing, but you do have like little creatures that can help you. Mm-hmm. But I think I was wrong because the gameplay is so fun.
Yeah, I mean that's why like when you said it was like Tales, I'm like that's
yeah,
so good gameplay.
It's like I wouldn't even say it's better than Tales gameplay, like it's more immersive. And then there's like a kingdom building thing, and then there's like another side thing you can do. I'm like, man, I'm gonna beat this game.
Dang, you're playing a bunch of RPGs at once.
I know. It's gonna be overwhelming. I'm probably gonna burn out, but I'm enjoying it now.
Oh, that's good.
But that's about it. What about you?
Oh man, what have I been playing? Okay, so since I was playing a lot of my Switch lately,
nice.
I've been
That's
playing.
So good to hear.
Yeah, right. I've been playing. I'm trying to finish up Pokemon Shield because
nice.
I got to.
Oh, you didn't finish it?
I got to very close to the end and hadn't finished it for like.
Oh,
forever.
Okay.
So I think I am about to fight Leon, and that's I would assume the end kind of thing. There's maybe more stuff.
Yes.
But I have no idea. So in terms of like, I should say like, I'm about to fight Leon because we just went through the tournaments again with the other gym leaders and stuff, so it was like I was gonna face Leon, and then it became like, oh man, this big old bad
guy
Eternatus whatever Pokemon dinosaur thing appeared, and I had to go and do all that stuff and then go back, and now it's like this, you know, a tournament again.
Yeah,
I think, is that right? Oh, no.
So I, you don't do it again.
I already went through the tournament, and then the whole Eternatus thing happened. And then, yeah. Then you now I'm Leon. Back to Leon again, and yeah. Now it's just finishing up his like actual battle and type of thing.
They're not quite done after that.
Dang, how much more is after
that? Not a whole bunch, but there's a little bit more after that.
Okay. Like, you see a little bit more...
Story-wise.
What would you gauge, like, time-wise in there?
A couple hours.
Okay.
Depending.
Okay.
It's almost like a small little after story.
Okay. I mean, I figured there has to still be something where I go and find whatever the ridiculous legendary Pokemon's name. Yep. Zarzamenta.
Zars and
like
Shield
that.
Zor.
Yeah. So that's why I'm just like, yeah, I figure I have to go find the Shield legendary dude or whatever, because it hasn't... I let you know, helped fight with him and stuff, but it wasn't like I didn't catch him or anything.
Yeah.
So okay, is that kind of the main thing afterwards? Okay, yep. That's what I figured. So okay, so I'm close to the end.
Yes, you're close.
So as I'm trying to beat that because I'm slowly knocking things off the list of stuff that I still have to finish and whatnot.
That's a big list.
Oh gosh, it's always a big list. But let's see, along with that, I've actually been playing quite a bit of Scourgebringer on the Vita when I was gone. So playing that on the Vita, like, you know, it's something that, you know, first played on Xbox and then went and played on, you know, PS4 while the Vita version was supposed to be out, but, you know, for whatever reason wasn't popping up on the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I got it on both, and so now I was playing the Vita version for quite a while. It's weird playing the Vita version because Vita obviously doesn't have two triggers on both sides. And I think R1 on the PS4 or, you know, PS5 controller is your dash button. And on the Vita, you know, just the right bumper is your dash also.
Right.
But if you want to shoot your gun, basically, whatever gun you have equipped, you have to press R2 on the controller.
Oh.
And on the Vita, that means, you know, there's no second bumper, so you're tapping the back.
Oh.
And that's been the weird part, is kind of getting used to that.
An odd feature.
Holding it a little bit differently than I usually would.
Right.
I think that also means that something you can unlock later on called Fury, which is like a special move to attack most things on the screen kind of thing, and get rid of like bullets that are being shot at you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you turn into the Fury guy?
Do you turn into the Fury guy?
No. That'd be pretty crazy. But you're moving fast like him, but not, you know, you're not the Fury guy.
Right.
I think on regular controller, I think it's L2, which means it's tapping the left side of the back of the Vita, which is a weird thing there too.
Yeah, I'll throw
But I think mainly I don't hit the Fury button on accident. I mainly hit the shooting button on accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of have to be careful as I'm playing, like, to hold it a certain way.
Right.
But I've actually gotten farther on the Vita than I have on the console. Probably just because I haven't played the console version in a little while. But right. Yeah, I mean, I think Vita I finally... So I think there are like 5 or 6... I don't want to say biomes because it's not really what they are. But that's the word that keeps popping into my head lately because of Returnal.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like 5 or 6 different types of like levels, right? Different types of stages. And I've never gotten past the second stage, which I think, what's it called? I think it's called the Still Bastion or something like that. They all have these cool
name.
Cryptic names and stuff. So I finally fought the boss. I think in the last couple days, I fought him a couple times. And earlier today, I think I managed to fight and beat him on the plane type of thing.
Oh, nice.
So that one I was like, okay, like I think the first time I got to him I was like, okay, he's not too bad, but just like making sure I'm like being careful with all his new moves and stuff is like the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think after fighting him maybe twice once or twice beforehand, then I got to him again and I was like, okay, this time I got him. And so it worked out.
Then
oh my gosh, I don't even know what the next place is called. It's like, you know, if the first stage is kind of very like, you know, normal barren-ish kind of looking, the second stage looks more like ice kind of thing almost. Okay. I don't think there's actual like slippery mechanics or whatnot, but it's kind of like icy looking. The third one is like a gross toxic swamp kind of feel, and so there are actual like plumes of like toxic smoke in like certain rooms and stuff, which has thrown me off a lot because, you know, Scourgebringer is all about movement all over the place.
Right.
And when there's freaking like toxic plumes that are stopping you from going through without being damaged and stuff, it's very annoying.
I can imagine.
it's a different thing to get used to now in terms of like if my movement's being limited, I have to be careful, you know, of more than just like enemies and bullets and stuff like that. So Nice. It's an interesting thing so far, but I feel like this is one of the first like roguelites. Yeah, because roguelite. I was gonna say roguelike or roguelite, but I think it's light because I still carry forward like skill progress and stuff. It's one of the first, I think, like roguelites that I've actually gotten probably further into and stuff. Usually, like as I'm playing, I'll play for a bit and I'm just like, yeah, okay, I get the idea. I don't need to play anymore,
right?
Or I'll come back to it way later type of thing. But yeah, I think this one I'm getting further probably just because like the world is a little bit mysterious. Like there's these, what's called, there's like these different type of shopkeepers that you can run across, and each time you fight like a new boss, this dude that, you know, is always like sleeping in the area that you kind of get sent back to when you die, he like has some new information for you and stuff, and occasionally you'll find, you know, these weird almost like stones of like ancient writing inside the different rooms, like randomly.
Sounds like Hollow Knight.
Yeah. So like you find those things, and then for right now I can't read it. So I assume later on I'll be able to read it, and then I'm gonna have to get all those things again to get the lore. But in between, you can sometimes find little like computers left in different rooms, like randomly again. But if you find those and you interact with it, you get these like logs, which kind of talk about, or they're kind of like personal logs from people that went into what they call the Scourgebringer, which is this giant, you know, thing that you're inside of. Logs that have been left behind by people before you, and so you're kind of trying to piece together story stuff from that. So it's interesting, but also the combat is way more fluid than I feel like most roguelites kind of tend to be, because of like the dash mechanics and, you know, the fury ability and all these different things like that. It's a good, like, you know, versatile like mix kind of thing. So
it's always good.
I like the speed in there.
Sonic, man.
Oh, Sonic ain't got the speed like Scourgebringer. What's her name? Kira, I think is her name or something. But yeah, he's close though. He's close.
It's good.
What else though? Let's see. Besides those ones, I know like earlier in the week, you and I played a little bit of Judgment.
Yeah,
and I ended up getting the PS5 version, because originally I was like, how much different can it look and stuff? And I played some of the PS5 version. And I was like, oh, it looks pretty good. Like because the hair, that's one thing, is like in a lot of, I guess, like, you know, like more like anime realism kind of like Japanese games and stuff, the hair isn't always great, right? Like it kind of goes a little bit too far towards like the realistic sense,
right?
But they're still like, you know, animated characters and whatnot, so it just kind of looks off. But the hair looks a little bit better in the PS5 version, and then the lighting for the eyes and stuff is what I noticed most from that. So they kind of look more like regular people than kind of like video game characters in a way. Yeah, they don't kind of look dead, right? But yeah, no, I think it's pretty cool though.
Did you get different things up to where you left off last time, basically?
Yeah, so I think I basically at where we left off together, and then I played some more of those stupid mini games, Michael. I hate those mini games.
It's gonna be the bane of your existence.
Yeah, for real was.
You don't have to beat all of them too.
That's true. But I did beat that. So I don't remember what it's called. It's that fighting
weird
game.
Weird fighting game.
Because there's multiple fighting games.
Yeah, it's Virtua Fighter.
Yeah. So it wasn't the Virtua Fighter one. I played a few rounds of that, and I was like, dude, this is way easier.
Yeah.
Especially depending on the character you choose. Like, you know, it's just way more fluid. And the other one, I can't remember what it was called. I'm gonna call it like Twisted Torture. I don't know what it was called.
There you go.
But that mini like fighting game kind of thing in there, awful. Oh my gosh, so bad, Michael. But I finally went through the entire thing, probably after spending like, you know, in-game money, I don't know, $20-$30 or something like that. I was just like, it's so stupid, I hate this game.
I
finally made it through. Well, because I was like, okay, I know you unlock skill points and stuff based on like beating these things.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna do it because I want skill points. And then I didn't realize that. So I think when you and I were playing together, right before I was gonna drive you home and stuff, the last guy I was fighting, the dude who's like Rockstar and Axel or something like that. I was fighting against him, and apparently he was like the last one I had to fight in order to get all the skill points from that game. Didn't know that. And so I, you know, tortured myself some more because I got past him. Finally, it took forever. And then I think there was like two or three other characters I had to fight after him. Those guys are nightmares, Michael.
Oh, imagine. Like, seeing you struggle with
it. Oh, such a nightmare. Now, eventually, I think I figured out that, you know, depending on the character you choose there as well, like, you can play a lot better type of thing. And I think I ended up... So I didn't stick with the lady I chose originally. I don't remember what her name was. They all look like robots, basically, even though they're people. And I went with the girl who I think had, like, roller skates on or something. Okay, she was a little bit quicker and stuff like that overall. So that one, you know, still took me forever to go through that entire thing. But I finally did it. Never playing that minigame ever again, Michael.
It's funny. The main thing you're talking about, Judgment, is not the game, the story, the gameplay. You're talking about the game within the game.
Yeah, dude. You know, it's a similar situation to Assassin's Creed 3. When I first started that game back in high school or something, I started playing it, you know, thinking I was getting into something like Assassin's Creed 2 and whatnot before it. And then started playing it. You're on the ship as... Not Ezio. What's the dude's? I forget the main or one of the dude's names. He's basically, you know, like the first guy you play as, right? He's
Altair.
I think no. I think it's like so. Okay. I think what's the dude's name from number 4? Do you remember?
Oh, Edward, is this the American
Edward
Revolution one?
Kenway or something like that. So yeah, number 3 is the American Revolution. Okay. But I think Edward Kenway's father is who you play as in the very beginning of number 3.
Okay.
And basically, you know, when you're playing as him, one of the first things that you know, are introduced to is you're on a ship going towards, you know, the new world and whatnot. And on that ship, there's a mini game where you can play like dice or something like that. And I was playing this mini game and I just was so bad at it. And I was just like, I don't like this game at all. So I stopped playing AC3.
Oh my God. Well, to be fair, I've heard AC3 is not the best one.
Yeah. Yeah. Later, like way later, I'm talking about maybe like a year or two ago, I came back to it and started playing it like for real. And I was like, oh, okay. It's not too bad.
Right.
But it is weird because you play as, you know, one character for a decent chunk of the game and then you switch to your actual character.
Yep.
And the switch happens like so much later that I'm just like, it feels
weird.
You know, that's why I was just like, huh, weird kind of like choices. And I think even at the area that I was at, I still hadn't gotten all of my like weapons and abilities yet. Mm-hmm. But I played for like dozens of hours, it felt like. So I was like, huh, it's still going. I don't know, man.
This is weird.
Yeah. But I mean, I got past the minigame stuff. So the minigames, man, they can make or break a game. I'm telling you, Michael.
Hopefully that's not the case for Judgment, because Judgment is a fantastic game.
Oh no, yeah, yeah. And that's why, like, you know,
I can't do this anymore, Michael.
It's a problem because, like, it's, you know, obviously these are actual like Sega games, I believe, and so it's just like the fact that some of these old Sega games were so bad. I was just like, why would you do this? Why would you put this as a mini game inside of a good game?
Well, somebody likes it.
Oh my god,
somebody
gosh.
Out there.
Yeah, somebody who's on their deathbed or something, probably.
got dementia. Avoid the Sega arcades, and then.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I gotta do it though. I gotta do it. I think I played a bunch of like, what's called the baseball minigame and stuff.
Oh yeah, that one's fun.
That was a good relief afterwards. Didn't realize that I think I started on I started on like a weird difficulty in the baseball thing, because I was like, this is way harder than I remember.
Doing like curveballs and like yeah
and eventually I figured it out and I was like, okay, I can just kind of switch this a little bit and it all works out again. But yeah, it's nice. a lot of that kind of stuff. Now, Michael, I do have a small announcement to make though. So over in Vegas, which is where I was at visiting some family and stuff with my wife, went to a Walmart, right? Ooh. For various reasons. Had to go and get some other things and stuff, right? But happened to go down to the entertainment section because I was like, yeah, you know, gosh. Gotta go and see if there's a PS5, see if Michael can get a PS5 over here. They didn't have any PS5s.
Yeah, I figured as much. As
I reached into my backpack, there's no way a PS5 is here.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't even fit in your backpack, probably.
Exactly, it's too big. But I was like, huh, weird. The Switch games over here, like all of them, like $10 or $20 cheaper than anywhere else I've ever seen, which is very strange. I got a couple things, right? I got Bravely Default 2.
Oh, nice.
Which I was like, okay. I'll pay $49.95 or something for this. That's not bad. Yeah. Obviously, there's state tax and whatever, but I was like, you know, it's still a little bit cheaper. And the other one, got the Monster Hunter Rise.
There you go.
So now I have both of those things. I was originally going to wait for, because, you know, I figured at least for Square's thing, it would eventually go on sale. Mm-hmm. I think since Rise has been doing so well, it was going to be a long time for that one.
Yeah.
So I got a little bit discount, but I was like, okay, I got that one. And I was thinking, I was like, what kind of game should we play? Because we talked about, you know, if I get Rise, we can play that multiplayer, and then we'll get another game that we can play. And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, I have an idea.
Please don't be a shooter.
No, it's not. Well, not really, I don't think. We'll have to see when we play the game. I don't think it is. But there's a game that's coming out, I think, this week. Now, I won't say you have to buy it, because it's short notice. But depending on how it's reviewing and stuff, which, you know, I don't have any, like, inclination whether it's going one way or the other.
Right.
Depending on how it's reviewing, I might pick that game as what we can play later on and stuff.
Okay.
It's called, what's it called? Hood Outlaws and Legends.
Okay, you've mentioned that one before.
Yeah, so it's like a Robin Hood-esque type of game where, you know, you work as a team of, I think, like, four players together. And you are kind of, like, going in, sneaking around, trying to, like, steal stuff from, you know, like a mansion or something, let's say. And at the same time, right, you're sneaking around, like, active, like, AI guards and bad guys and whatnot.
Right.
At the same time, there's another group of four players that are also making their way towards that same type of goal. And it's kind of like whoever gets the, you know, thing that you're trying to steal first and brings it back, you know, to the exit type of thing is the winner.
Okay.
And so it's like a PvP / PvE type of gameplay type of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I figured if it seems like it's doing pretty decently, right? It's like, I think, $30, I believe. So pretty like budget title if we're looking at like a multiplayer thing that seems newer and fresher and stuff like that.
Okay, well, so, I'll keep an eye on that one and check it out and see.
Yeah, yeah. So because I don't have it like bought or anything yet. So
right.
Once we get some reviews coming out, I think this week, I think it's like in a few days it should be coming out. We'll see how it's doing, and then we can see if that looks like a game that we'd be interested in. If it's getting like fives and sixes, probably not.
Not worth that $30. Now, but, next couple days, cool, we should try Monster Hunter.
Oh my gosh, that's the whole other thing. I gotta get the Nintendo Switch Online stuff now, and I'm just like, all right, I gotta take some time to get into Monster Hunter.
Adam, it's still on the table. It is still on the table.
Okay, we'll think about it. But yeah, it's gonna take, because I think when you're playing Rise Online, right, like it's not like level scaling, right? Doesn't it? You have to kind of
to do
stuff.
You can. You can team up with whoever, however high their hunter rank is.
Oh, okay. No, like, am I as a like new player going to like be dying a whole bunch of times fighting a monster?
If you jump into like a hunter rank, if like I said, I think I'm hunter rank 4. If you jump into a monster from my hunter rank 4 list,
gotcha,
you will probably get destroyed. But if you pick a hunter rank 1 from your list,
yeah,
and I jump in with you, you'll be fine, and I'll definitely be fine.
Oh, okay. Does it make it so that it's not like insanely boring for like both of, like, in terms, yeah, of like, you know, like if we go into like, say I'm hunter rank 1 or whatever, right, and we choose one of the things from that list, is it then going to be like, you know, you are going to like kill this thing real fast?
No,
type of thing there?
I was watching reviews and like videos on it.
Mm-hmm.
The multiplayer does slightly, I don't know if it's like full on scaling, but multiplayer, there's like some kind of thing it does depending on which level you are and the other person, it'll adjust that monster to that medium kind of thing.
Okay.
So there is, I won't go in there and like just thrash it.
Oh, okay. Because I don't want it to be like a thing where I'm like, Michael, stay back. I got to do this by myself.
Because
that would be boring for you. And then also if you just jump in there and it's like
one hit boom.
Yeah, no. And it's like,
that would probably be the village quest if I did like one of your village quests.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can do that anyway. Well, maybe you could. I haven't tried that. I would probably have an easy time with that because that's basically easy mode for the game.
Okay, that sounds a little bit better then. Okay, all right, so maybe if I can get my hunter rank up and stuff and get used to the controls on the Switch, we'll see how things are going there.
Nice.
Oh man, so many things, Mac. so many things. Got Returnal still.
Oh yeah,
so many
might as well, I would think, probably just wait for all their updates that they're doing
for Monster Hunter
Returnal
recently. Oh, for that one too. Gotcha.
Because I don't know how many, because they've released like two in the past couple weeks, and people obviously have had their games on it, and then it has to update, and then like destroys their.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah,
I don't think they announce when they're doing the updates. It just happens, kind of thing.
Yeah, like I think I did see a story recently that mentioned like, hey, like developer was saying, you know, maybe like hold off on. I don't know if, because I didn't click on the story, so I don't know if it was like a specific thing just because the update could reset if you're like in the middle of a game or something, or if it's just, you know, parts of it are like buggy and therefore somewhat broken and stuff. So I didn't look into that, but I was hoping it wasn't too bad and I could still play somewhere.
You probably probably could. It's probably not like terrible. I haven't heard any like terrible things about it.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, the thing is like the thing that's been making me like pause on Returnal, not just that, you know, I wasn't near the PS5 and stuff, but because of the fact that, you know, the runs when I'm going through a good run can be like anywhere from like, you know, 2 to 3 hours kind of thing. And that was where I was like, dang, man, this is lasting a long time here. So I was worried about that just because I got through, I think, like, was it first biome, second biome, and I think I was nearing the third. No, I was in the third, and I was going, like, through that one. And then finally got into a room where I got wrecked, and I was like, okay, well, that's good because that's good. I got way too far in here, and I didn't think it was going to take, like, 3 hours of my time away here.
Yep.
But yeah, okay. That's good to know, at least if there's still some updates, I could probably put it on the shelf a little bit longer. But
take some Yakuza or something.
I'm trying to go through Judgment. I think that's good. One I can do.
That's good.
Because, you know, there's not a huge lineage in front of it that I gotta worry about. Yeah. Now, speaking of Judgment, Michael, got some segues in here. We did get word that I don't have the exact like source and stuff because I'm not going to read from the actual story. But we got word that the studio behind the Yakuza series and Judgment, Ryuga Gotoku, they were saying that, what's it called? So again, the future going forward, right? So Yakuza Like a Dragon was the most recent game that they came out with. And that one was the first turn-based style. Turn-based style RPG kind of thing that they had into the game series itself. It sounds like apparently for the Yakuza series going forward, you know, since the Kiryu saga essentially finished with Yakuza 6, and now there's a new character for Like a Dragon.
Ichiban.
There you go. So because of that, they are going to continue going forward with the Yakuza series as a strictly kind of like, turn-based role-playing type of thing. It's like it was for Like a Dragon. And then the Judgment series is going to carry on the torch of the kind of like, you know, fast-paced, there we go. Yakuza like action gameplay type of thing. So pretty cool. Pretty cool.
I'm actually really, I don't want to say like ecstatic, but I'm happy about it. Because one, I didn't think I would enjoy the turn-based combat in 7 as much as I did.
Yeah.
It was obviously there's flaws to it and things they need to work on, but honestly, it's probably one of the most recent turn-based games I can think of that I was like, man, this is really fun. That's I'm not awesome. Getting bored with it.
Yeah. And I hadn't played Like a Dragon, but I was just hearing recently that people were saying that it's like the, cause you could probably attest to it, but when you'd go into like battles and stuff, it doesn't do that classic like, you know, RPG like turn-based type of thing where like, you know, the screen fades out and you go into the battle.
Oh no, yeah, screen. You just jump right.
Yeah,
into,
it just
like, kind
of straight there, and then
right
all
there.
Of a sudden, yeah, okay. So that more fluid nature made it sound way more interesting, and that's why I was like, okay, I could see this being kind of a updated version of like turn-based battle type of stuff.
And it makes sense with Ichiban's character because his favorite game of all time, which is a big theme, Yakuza 7 is Dragon Quest.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That's super cool. Okay, so then if we got that going forward, and I don't know if I already said it. So Judgment's going to carry on the torch. Yeah, I think
Lost Judgment.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so the Judgment series, I should say, is going to carry on the torch of the action gameplay type of stuff. Do you have a feeling of which one you're kind of leaning more towards in terms of like excitement wise? Do you miss the old style, or would you kind of like all steam ahead for
all
this new
steam
one?
Ahead for all? Because I like the old fighting style, but I like the turn based too. Nice, it works. Nice. I can't really say if I would be excited. I'm sure I will be, but I don't know what their next Yakuza game is. Obviously, it's going to follow Ichiban. But I would be down for that as well. But since they just announced Lost Judgment, new Judgment at that, I'm like, man. Because I think that game is, I don't want to say it's underrated because there's a lot of people who like it, but I think it like almost like just closed it under.
It kind of went under the radar yeah, a little bit.
And it's the story is so good. It's probably one of the best stories out of all the Yakuza games, in my opinion.
Dang. Okay. Now, above, because you said, what,
Zero and six are my favorites.
Okay.
It might actually be above. It probably is above six.
Wow.
Not zero. I still like zero the best, but the story-wise, Judgment is up there.
That's really cool. That's high praise then. Okay. Well, now I got some more reason to go and play Judgment.
There you go.
Oh, now should I save it for, I know you've played through it already.
Yeah.
Should I save it for times that we are hanging out possibly, or should I just play through and let you know how things are going?
You can just play through, and then if we hang out, we can play it together.
Okay. Sounds good. If I got to kill some time while you're catching up, there I'll play mini games apparently. Oh my
gosh. Don't get mad though.
Right, I won't get mad. Man. So I'm not, I'll go into the slight side tangent and then we'll move on from here. Cause I'm not usually one to get like super like mad at video games and stuff.
Me neither.
But I got super mad at that Twisted Torture game, whatever it was called. Twisted Dragons? I don't know what it's called.
We'll figure it out.
I got so mad at it, man, because I was just getting like cheap hit cheap hit on this thing.
Her time was perfect. You were getting hit like every time.
It was crazy. And it's like I eventually figured out the rules in terms of like how these dumb like super attacks worked and whatnot. I call them super attacks, but it's like the small like charge up attacks.
Yes.
And as long as you were the last person to hit the charge up thing, it like stops you from getting hit midway through it. And so then you get your hit in and do the damage and whatnot.
Right.
Man, some of the last like couple characters though were the worst in terms of like their ability to just like wreck you and cheese things the entire way. And I think at one point I like jumped up because I was already standing at this point. I had been sitting and I was like, I gotta stand. So I was standing and playing this stupid Twisted Torture game. I think at one point I got so like, because I was really close. I got really close at one point to beating him. And then he just, came on through with a super cheese and just, took away like the majority of my health. And then I lost again. And I think I like jumped up and like punched the ground. And then afterwards, I was like, my hand hurts.
This was a mistake.
So that was the first time in a long time that I've been like legitimately mad at a game. And I was just like, I don't understand.
Maybe that's a sign of a good game. It's like releasing emotions from you.
No. Not that kind of emotion.
You should name the title of this episode.
Oh God,
Twisted Torture. Is this the best game ever?
No. Because it's not. It's no way it is. Oh man. But yeah, that was a I think like later that night, I was like, I still feel my hand a little bit. And I think the next day, I was like, dang, it's still a little sore. Kind of annoying.
Moral of the story, don't punch the ground.
Oh, yeah. I mean, moral of the story is, maybe punch the ground if you're getting upset so that you
or a pillow.
So that you remember, it's like, oh, yeah, I probably shouldn't do this.
Yeah, there you go.
Probably shouldn't get this upset about this thing. But I think that's pretty much all the like actual news that we were kind of going to go over. There wasn't a whole lot of like crazy news things going on this week.
No.
I don't think you or I really use Discord that much. So
no, the whole
there
PlayStation
was, yeah, thing. Yeah, no, PlayStation like partnering up with Discord somewhat sounds like, cool in the future, but we don't really know details yet.
Oh, I before we move on to the next one, I don't think either of us mentioned, but obviously Lost Judgment was announced.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out in September. I'm not sure what the...
I think September 24th.
But the big thing there, normally with the Yakuza series and Yakuza games, they release in Japan for like a year.
Then
they get released in the West since they've been a big thing. But this is getting global release.
Mm-hmm. And so it was worldwide. Was like a Dragon was a global release also, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, they've been out for a year?
I'm pretty sure...
I thought that actually was.
It
I
might
that
have been actually.
First, I thought that was their first like global release thing. And then, because I think, I'm trying to think. Because slowly over time, the Yakuza series was getting more and more popular. Until eventually, I think Like a Dragon was their first.
Yeah. It was global release. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because that was also the weird thing where that one also released
Xbox it wasn't. No,
stuff.
It was not.
No? When did it first come out?
Japan came out on PS4 January 16th, 2020. And then the West came out November 10th, 2020.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So it wasn't a global release.
Okay.
But it was shorter. It wasn't a year like most of them were.
Yeah. It was much, much smaller time period in between. Mm-hmm. So, that's still cool there. One more thing I was going to mention. Here we go. So this will be the last thing I mention here.
Actually, one more thing.
Yeah, actually, one more thing. So on let's see. So on GameSpot, there's an article by Gabe Gerwin that came out actually today, I think, earlier today. And apparently there's a whole bunch of first-party Nintendo Switch games on sale at Walmart. Nice. So this lines up with my whole, like, slightly cheaper games at Walmart when I got it over in Vegas.
There you go.
But, yeah, apparently, so they mentioned some things like, let's see, Super Mario Odyssey is $40 right now. You can also get Breath of the Wild for $48.
That's crazy that those games are, like, 3 years old and they're only...
Yeah, okay, that's the crazy thing, too, is, like, the reason this is an actual story is that, you know, Nintendo games infamously don't go on sale.
Yeah.
Like, they stay $60 forever. But, yeah, you can get, you know, they also mentioned, what is it, New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe, you can get for $40, and I think Super Mario 3D World is $50. And it's the one with Bowser's Fury in there.
Nice.
It says Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is $50. Fire Emblem Three Houses, very important, that's $40.
Speaking of Mario Kart 8, I'm pretty sure I read an article that it is still the best-selling Nintendo game.
Yeah, yeah. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is crazy. It's very crazy that this is going on for so long. Apparently Pikmin 3 Deluxe is also $48, so pretty good. And if you want something that has Sonic in it, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, Tokyo, $36. That's almost 50% off, Michael.
I would only get that for the retro.
What is that? That's 40% off. That's what that is. Yeah, the retro games.
We'll see.
But yeah, that's some pretty cool stuff. And then, okay, something you probably won't hear about on regular, channels type of thing. regular, like, news sites, because it's so, like, random and under the radar at this point. I am pulling up. So there's an app I use called PS Deals. Basically, it lets you kind of search for all the kind of different deals on the PSN store.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm going to mess up the name because it's hard. It's Evgeny Kolpakov. There we go. They are one of the, and there's like a little bit thing after that as well. They're one of the publishers. There we go. I was going to say producers. Publishers that do a lot of these, you know, like, really like smaller indie game ports for PlayStation. They have them on PS4 and like Vita and stuff. And most of these, right, pretty easy platinum kind of things there. Generally they're already pretty cheap. Like I feel like the most expensive ones that you see from them are like, I don't know, $15 to like $10 type of thing.
Nice.
But for whatever reason, I don't know why, because we haven't seen PS Vita sales in a long time, like sales for the handheld. But right now, that publisher specifically is having a sale on pretty much all of their Vita games. And they're pretty much all like, you know, 99 cents.
Oh my God.
And usually, you know, $5, anywhere from $5 to $10 kind of thing. Now they're all like 99 cents. So you can pretty much go, and it's only the Vita version. The PS4 versions are not on sale.
So weird.
So I don't know if they're like celebrating the Vita still being alive or whatnot, or the store being active still, but all of their things on there are 99 cents right now. So I picked up, I think, a few of them, and I'm going to play them later.
If you need those, if that platinum desire, there you go.
Yeah, for real. If you haven't gotten them before, because I don't think... These aren't like the Rodolica games where you got the PS4 and the Vita version cross-buy kind of thing. And they had two separate trophy lists. So these ones still have two separate ones, but you get to buy each one individually. So if you wanted to try any of these games, 99 cents.
There you go.
Not too bad. Now, Michael, why don't you go ahead and take us on a little side quest over here?
All right. So this week's side quest is Soulsborne-based.
Okay.
So you and I both enjoy the Soulsborne, more so you, me recently.
Okay, yeah.
So this is, I didn't pick any games I don't think you played. You didn't really play through Dark Souls 3.
Wait, hold on, back it up. You're saying that, so you chose games that I haven't played?
No, I chose games that I know that you have.
Oh, gotcha, okay.
So I didn't pick like Dark Souls 3, I didn't pick... gotcha, I didn't do any really like Sekiro ones. I know you played some of it, but not all of it.
Yeah.
So these ones are mostly just like broad based ones, basically.
Okay. Sounds good. And you said they were all multiple choice.
Yes, all multiple choice.
Okay, cool.
I'm enjoying doing the multiple choice ones because then I can just
you can stump me with them.
We'll see. And before I give this quiz, honestly, I'm gonna be honest here. I hope you never get a perfect score on any of these quizzes ever again.
Oh my gosh, you're the worst.
So then your only perfect score is on a Sonic quiz. I hope so much.
That's the worst.
Okay. Question one. Mm-hmm. Oscar the Knight from Astoria, the NPC you find dying at the beginning of the game in Dark Souls 1. Mm-hmm. Do you remember him?
Yes.
In the jail cell and stuff.
Yes, yes.
Has an old family saying. What is it?
Oh my gosh, okay. It's a long saying too.
I shortened it, so you, okay, you should cool. You should. A, thou art when dead, thou can no longer live. B, when hollow, thou art no longer chosen. C, thou who art undead, art chosen. Or D, to be or not to be. That is the question.
Oh my God.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against sea of troubles and by opposing end them.
That's too long. Too long. I think it's C. I think that one's C.
C?
Yeah.
You would be correct.
Yeah.
Number two. The Soulsborne series has many influences, one such being Lovecraftian themes.
Mm-hmm.
One of its bigger influences, although, is a Japanese manga series. What is that manga series?
Oh, interesting.
A, Attack on Titan. B, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. C, Berserk. Or D, Shoumen Sample. I was abducted by an elite all-girls school as a sample commoner.
What the heck?
That's a real manga, by the way.
Is that really? Yeah. That whole title?
Whole title.
Oh, geez, that's awful. I want to say Berserk.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Okay, cool, cool.
Bloodborne specifically was massively influenced by it.
Oh, okay.
Great
okay.
series, by the way. You should read it. Number three. Insight is a big feature in Bloodborne.
Mm-hmm.
The more insight you have, the more things you will be able to see. What other thing does insight do? A, grants you new abilities. B, unlocks a specific weapon you can use. C, makes the game harder with enemies acquiring new abilities themselves. Or D, allows you to see and understand the greatest piece of knowledge in all of history, Elden Ring's release date.
Wait, what was that? Other Marines? What is that?
Elden Ring's release date.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Other Marines.
I was like, what the heck is that? I think it was C. I think creatures gain new abilities and stuff as you get more insight.
Yes.
Ah,
the game gets harder. Three for three.
Oh, yeah.
You
here
get
we
one
go.
Of these two wrong. Number four. Dark Souls 1 takes place in the kingdom known as the Land of the Ancients. What is this place called? A, Lothric. B, Lundren. C, Honor Londo. Or D, Mordor.
Wait, you said Dark Souls 3, is that right?
What was that?
You see Dark Souls 3 or
Dark Souls 1.
Oh, 1. Okay. What were the first two?
A, Lothric. B, Lundren. If you need me to spell either of those, just let me know.
Oh, man.
Because I could be saying them wrong.
No. Okay, let me see. And then you said C was Anor Londo.
Yeah.
And read the question again?
Dark Souls 1 takes place in a kingdom known as the Land of the Ancients. What is that place called? Or what is the kingdom called?
Okay. I think it's Lothric.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
It is Lundren B.
Oh, it's Lundren.
It is
okay.
Lundren. Lothric is the city within.
Ah, darn it. Okay.
Honor Londo is also a city within.
Yeah, I know Honor Londo's a city in there. And I was just like,
you don't want to say Mordor?
No, it's not Mordor. Yes, you got one wrong. Oh, you're the worst.
Number five. If any of them, I thought you would have gotten this one wrong.
Mm.
There is a word / phrase that is spoken in all of the Soulsborne games, whether that's spoken or it's hidden within the dialogue. What is that word or phrase? A, I'm going to say all these wrong, so bear with me. A, Agohomora. Want me to spell that?
No, it should be good.
B, Umbasa. C, Yarogul. Or D, gotta go fast.
Freak. Hold on a second.
This is thanks to Vati Vigias for this.
Okay, I'm gonna say Mbasa.
Be Mbasa?
Yeah.
Is your final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Nice. Okay. I was gonna say there was another phrase that sounds like that I think I remember from like Morrowind or something.
Oh god.
And I was like, hold on a second, am I thinking of the wrong thing?
Yeah, I saw a video and he's like, each game has that. I think Dark Souls 1 and 2 have it more spoken.
Oh,
but it's okay. Like hidden in Bloodborne and certain NPCs say it and stuff. Oh, that's really cool.
Not bad.
So 4-5.
Oh, man.
Not a perfect score.
So close.
Sonic at the top still.
All right. I think the Sonic one cheats a little bit because you made the Sonic quiz so easy.
Just know a lot of Sonic.
No. I don't know a lot of Sonic for sure. Oh, my gosh. Well, that has been your guys' episode for this week of the Bros and Consoles podcast. As always, feel free to write in to brosandconsoles@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or feedback. If you have suggestions for why I'm not getting these things right, let me know. But thank you again for listening, everybody. I couldn't even hear what Michael said, but I know I'm not going to enjoy it. Oh, my God. But yeah, thanks, everybody, for tuning in once again. Hope you all are staying safe and healthy. And go play some cool video games this week. Yep. Don't forget, Mass Effect Legendary Edition coming out this week, Michael. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited. Coming out.
Take up a lot of time.
Was it this Friday, the 14th? I'm gonna start playing on my birthday.
There you go.
I got it. That's right. Yeah, because it'll be 9 o'clock on the 13th. I'll be able to play this thing.
How upset would you be if it gets delayed shipping? Would you then buy it digitally?
Oh no, I have it digitally.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I ain't messing around with the physical edition there, Michael. No way. I had this one, I think, pre-ordered for probably a few months now.
Nice.
I'm just like, okay, I'm ready. My body's ready to go and play this Mass Effect thing here.
Forget work, forget everything else, just play this.
Oh, man. So excited. So excited, Michael. Mbasa, everybody.
Mbasa. Peace.
Peace out. Cheers.